The 30 Day Fuck Pet Part 2 by LB Lithium Bomb. So this is a fun one. This is the one I was really waiting for because of the pussy slapping. I was just like, when is like the action gonna happen? Like the first part, there was face fucking and that was kind of all the action and spanking. So I knew this part would have the anal, the pussy slapping, the exhibitionism. So I was so excited for this part. And it did not disappoint. And there's a lot of action in this. There's lots of different scenes. She even licks his cum off the floor, although she did do that in the first part too. And so this one was a lot of fun. I also had fun with the sound effects because there's so many scene changes in this. So it was fun to come up with different transitions. And I think the most fun one for me was the one that I came up with where there was the porn music while they're having anal sex, because the scene begins during the anal sex. So it just starts with her moaning. So I'm like, yeah, we need some porno music here. That one I think was my favorite transition. I had a lot of fun doing transitions for part one too, because there were also a lot of scenes within the script. And I feel like when you have a lot of action like that, it makes it also seem longer, which is good too, because a lot of people like a lot of action and like longer audios. So I believe it's a 26 minute audio, but you get a lot of bang for your buck. Sorry, I had to. Now, something I really like about LB Lithium Bomb scripts is that he does really rough stuff in them. And I love that. I think I've commented on that before. I love his scripts because they're right up my alley. Like a lot of the rough F-sub stuff I'm very into. Another thing is that I feel like with a lot of scripts that have anal, most of the time when it's the woman's first time, it's got them like crying and not having very much fun. And so that's what I was prepared to do with this one, because I think that's fun too. I love role playing that, but she loves it. She's like, oh, this, I didn't think this would feel good. Okay, cool. So she's enjoying it. Now, I was very impressed with the listener as a dom during this part because he got the chastity belt. Wow, I mean, he's really trying to go all out with this. And I love how needy she gets because it's been a month and she hasn't come and she's just so horny. So in a way, I mean, she does really become his fuck pet, even though that was I don't know if you've listened to it yet, but I'm just gonna say it because you should have listened to it before listening to this. So even though she intentionally became his fuck pet, you do see how he still did break her. She got so needy and I love that. I love the begging. I'm all about begging. I like to be the beggar. So it was fun getting to do all that begging. And I don't think there was a tag for the begging. I wish I'd put one in. I wish that you could change titles on Reddit. I really do. I would have changed so many. So anyway, yes. Begging. And of course, what makes that especially fun is because of her personality. This is someone who has such a dominant personality. And you see how she is with her male friends. And this is someone who doesn't take shit. And she acts like she's got it all together. And nothing can get to her. But that's not true. It's just cool seeing this little Achilles heel that she has. There's an easy way to make her weak. And I love that. Now, the scene with the friends. Oh, I was so happy that was included because I love that in the first script. I love her whole personality and her whole vibe where she's this tomboy and she's just one of the guys and she can you know, she can take shit and she can throw the shit back. And that is so much fun. So I was happy I got to do that again. And I got to do it with a cock in my mouth. Yes! I could have taken it out for those lines, but I'm like, uh-uh, cock stays in while delivering those lines. So if there were to be a part three to this, I would love, love, love if it had a lot more of the other guys in it and more of the exhibitionism, because I love that scene where she's just sucking him off in front of the guys. And I love how they're like, what? But I guess they also kind of expected it because there were bets going on. And I like that little twist too. And how even the listener had bet on it. So that was pretty great. You know, and then there's that final twist at the end where she's talking to her friend. Thanks for the advice. Oh, it totally worked. But he has no idea that I did this intentionally and that this is what I really wanted. I wanted him to dom me. Ooh, so good. She wanted to lose. And there's a script that I filled. Oh gosh, it was a year ago now, more than a year ago. So I can't remember what it was called. Wanna bet? Something with wanna bet. And it was originally written with two endings where there was this bet where about who would come first. You know, if he came first, then he would be her fuck pet. If she came first, she would be his fuck pet for a month. And so she kind of intentionally loses because she wants to be his fuck pet. And so there were two endings, one where she totally wins and then he's her fuck pet. But I'm like, uh-uh. I'm going to have her lose because I know that's what I would want to do if it was me. And that was a lot of fun too, that audio. So the 30-day fuck pet, I said this in the last commentary too for the first part. It was actually one long script that was supposed to be just 1 hour long audio, and then he split it up. I think the feeling was that it would be too ambitious for it to be an hour long audio. And I like doing it in those kind of chunks too, like the half hour chunks. So that worked really well for me. I don't say this a lot, but I do really hope there's a part three. So maybe, you know, write a comment about it. Hopefully LB Lithium Bomb will see it.